This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be joined by Dr. Crotty. Of course, you're a GP with a specialisation in obesity. You're going to help us understand a bit more about the growing trend of weight loss drugs. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Hub and iRadio. It's lovely to talk to you.
Not at all. No, it's a pleasure to be here and chat through this very important topic.
There's been a growing concern about people using off-label weight loss drugs and jabs maybe without medical supervision. And now we're seeing even high-profile people promoting it online. What are the main health risks involved when we see these drugs taken without proper oversight?
Yeah, I suppose the first thing I'd address would be these are not weight loss drugs. These are obesity medications. So they're designed and tested and shown to be safe and effective for people living with obesity, people living with a chronic disease. So they're not for weight loss. If you don't have obesity, and by obesity, we mean excess fatty tissue, excess adiposity that's having a negative impact on your health, then these are not medications for you. So people who want to use these medications, let's say short term, to lose weight, you know, like they would do a diet in the past, that is not what these medications are designed for. It's not what they're supposed to be used for. When somebody lives with obesity, they take these medications like you would take an inhaler for asthma, a blood pressure medication, a cholesterol medication, and they will take them long term, potentially for the rest of their life, to treat this ongoing medical condition. If somebody doesn't have obesity and uses these medications, I suppose it's like me taking a blood pressure medication when I don't have high blood pressure. It's not good for my health. The challenges may be, I suppose we don't have safety data, so there isn't clinical trials looking at the use of medications in this way. But people potentially, if they do lose weight short term with these medications and then stop them, they will regain the weight that they have lost. When we lose weight, it's not just fatty tissue we lose, we potentially lose muscle mass. So if I take a medication, don't have obesity, lose some fatty tissue, but also lose muscle mass and then stop the medication, what I'm regaining is probably not muscle mass. It could have a negative impact on my bone density. It could have an impact on my nutritional status. It could lead to disordered eating, difficulty taking in enough nutrients for my body. Striving for a smaller body, I suppose that cultural desire to be thin, that diet culture that we see across the world, but particularly in Ireland, is leading to the inappropriate use of these medications. And, you know, any medication that is used has benefits and risks. We see gastrointestinal effects like nausea, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea. We can see people develop issues with gallstones. There's a rare complication of gallstones called pancreatitis that people can develop. But in general, if somebody has obesity, that's what these medications are for. They're not skinny jabs. They're not quick fixes. They're not Hollywood's worst kept secret, all this kind of stuff that it's framed online and often in the media. These are a treatment for somebody who's got a medical issue.
Obviously, reliance on these drugs like Ozempic for weight management, are they masking underlying causes of weight gain, such as hormonal or mental health conditions? What would you say to that?
I suppose there are an infinite number of reasons why somebody's weight might increase. Genetics, family history, the environment that we live in, experiences in life, medications, puberty, pregnancy, menopause. There's lots of reasons why weight increases. The big challenge is that whatever has contributed to weight going up, we have in our biology these mechanisms that are there to stop us from losing weight. So we almost have a thermostat, a set point, a memory in our subconscious brain for weight that will remember our highest weight and defend that weight. So if I starve myself and lose weight, in response, my body changes the rules of the game. It changes hunger hormones and fullness hormones, metabolism. It changes craving and reward and the chemical reaction I get from food. And over time, that contributes to my weight coming back up to where it was before. And this was a huge advantage when food was scarce to survive in a world where food is scarce. But now it causes this yo-yo dieting, this weight loss followed by regain. over time. So, there's lots of reasons why people can increase weight. If I take a medication that brings my weight down and improves my health, then I will need to stay on that medication long term to maintain the effect. And it's not a reliance. Am I reliant on my inhalers for asthma? Am I reliant on my cholesterol or blood pressure medication, on my medication for depression? I'm being treated with these medications to improve my health, but the health gain that I see is only going to be maintained while I'm on the treatment. So that's why we don't talk about short-term use of these medications, because that's not what they're proven to do. These medications need to be taken long term. And if somebody stops them, then the weight management is gone and our body will regain weight over time.
Yeah. Do you think maybe something needs to be done at a government level to prevent the sale of such weight loss drugs online and when they're so readily available?
Yeah, and I think the huge challenge is sharing an understanding with people about what these treatments are for, what they're not for, how they should be used. And that includes educating healthcare practitioners, so GPs like me and other doctors, nurses, physiotherapists, about how these medications should be used. Educating people about obesity in general and why it is a complex medical condition. It's not a lack of willpower, not a lack of motivation. It's actually a kind of neurohormonal condition. So when we understand this as a medical condition, then we understand why treatments are needed long term. So moving away from weight loss and actually talking about health, when I see patients in my clinic, I'm not really as concerned about what their weight is, what their body mass index is. I care about how their health is being affected because that's what I'm treating. So really, I suppose the focus should be moving away from the scales and dieting and restriction and short-term weight loss to improving health long term for people.
How dangerous is it when we see high-profile influencers, the likes of Gemma Collins, who's promoting prescription drugs to followers who may not fully understand the medical risks? I know I've seen on Instagram, people who aren't in the medical profession saying, oh, look, slide into my DMs and I'll give you a link so that you can buy Mounjaro. I've lost this amount. And, they're an influencer. They shouldn't have any authority to sell these drugs.
Yeah, and I suppose on social media in general, we're not getting a full picture. We're not getting the understanding of the risks versus benefits, the costs, the how they should be used appropriately. And when I meet somebody in clinic, I'll present them with as much information as we can so that they can make a decision, an educated decision. People are smart. When you give them information, they need to process that and make a decision for their own health. And when you explain to people why maybe a treatment may not be appropriate and might not benefit them, the risks might be greater for them. Again, people are not going to engage with that treatment. The problem is if people are not getting this information, like you said, these medications are being promoted inappropriately. We don't see, promotion of blood pressure or cholesterol medications online. So, whenever I see these kind of before and after photos, people talking about how much weight they've lost, again, the focus is very much in that old-fashioned diet culture, body transformation space, whereas what we should be focusing on is health. And oftentimes the people who most need these treatments are not able to access them because of cost and lots of other barriers. So really, I think, the whole idea is that we change how we look at excess weight and obesity and these treatments and focus on health. But I totally agree. People's expectations are hugely influenced by what they're seeing online, but they're not getting the full picture. They're not getting the risks versus benefits. They're not getting the costs. They're not getting the information about how these should be used appropriately. And again, many people, once you go through all of those details with them and take the time to help people understand, again, they can make an educated decision for themselves. But we need to give people education and information to make those decisions.
Do you foresee the need for tighter regulation of online pharmacies and private prescribers to control access to medications like Wegovy and Mounjaro and Ozempic?
Yeah, I suppose it's a big concern of mine that people can go online and access these treatments by answering a few questions and not actually speaking to an expert in this area and somebody who has clinical experience in this area. I spend time with people talking through their past history, their medical health, carrying out an assessment, discussing if these treatments are right, but also discussing nutritional therapies, surgical therapies, behavioral strategies, physical activity, sleep and stress, kind of a holistic, rounded view for somebody's health. These treatments are not a quick fix. They're not they're not a panacea. They don't work for everybody. Everybody's response is different. Everybody's tolerance is different. So really, we need to be talking about all treatment options. And if these are being provided by somebody who's not giving that information, who's not carrying out the assessment, then really there is a concern that it might have a negative impact on people's health. And then I suppose when I'm treating somebody kind of appropriately based on the current evidence and guidelines, to the best clinical standards, I suppose that is confused then with people getting these medications online. So really, we should be treating obesity like we do other chronic diseases, rather than allowing market forces and commercialization and social media to take the lead. That's not what happens for other chronic medical issues.
For sure. If you could deliver one key message to people considering using these weight loss drugs purely for cosmetic weight loss, what would it be?
So these medications, that's not what they're for. They're not proven to be safe, effective for that reason. These are treatments long-term for a medical condition. So if somebody is considering these treatments, they should have a detailed discussion with their healthcare practitioner, weighing up the benefits and risks to them in their life and their health. And it should not be taken lightly. There should be a detailed discussion. And they need to have as much information as possible before they can make that decision. And if they don't have that information and are using these medications, then there's a potential risk.
If people want to find out more, if they want to check out some of your resources online, where is the best place to go?
Yeah, they can have a look at our website, mybestweight.ie, or find us at mybestweight.ie on Instagram.
Dr. Michael Crotty, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I really appreciate your time, and I look forward to catching up with you again very, very soon.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.